This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, Tomorrow's News Tonight, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thank you very much for everything and anything that you're doing out there to keep America moving along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now to start us off in hour number one, we have the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning to you. It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And folks, we emphasize those great words out there, under God, because we get it, we hope you get it. The fact of the matter is, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start with the obvious, and that's the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing. Now, there's an interesting byline to this that I found out about. One of the Republicans that voted against Marjorie Taylor Greene was a Florida congressman from South Florida, Mario Diaz-Balart. Now, he was one of the 10 Republicans to vote in favor of the action against Greene. In a Twitter thread explaining his decision, Diaz-Balart noted that Greene's past remarks were unacceptable. But he also added that there were other members that he's consistently said should be removed from their community assignments for their irresponsible and inflammatory speech. Who do you think the first one on the list was?
I would think Ilhan Omar.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. He said as recently as February of 2019, there was an incident involving Omar where she was accused of anti-Semitism. No accusing about it. She said it. We all heard what she said. After she made remarks critical of Israel and alleged the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee at AIPAC was paying politicians to take a favorable stance towards the country. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized Omar, and she later apologized for the remarks, and that's where that stopped. But there's been other times when he's stepped up and said things. For example, Mukada Tlaib with some of her comments. How about Maxine Waters? He's complained about her. How about the former Democratic Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, who implied a few years ago that President George W. Bush had full knowledge of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks and did nothing about it. How about that?
Well, exactly. Yeah, I think the American people want nothing more than to have if we're going to criticize people, let's criticize them consistently. And if people have made ridiculous or inflammatory or downright, bad statements like this, that they also face the same kind of consequences that Democrats call for when somebody on the Republican side of the aisle has said or done something, either in the Congress or even in the past, as is Marjorie Taylor Greene's situation.
And then there's the latest incident with AOC lying, blatantly lying, about how her life was threatened because of the situation she was in, telling people she was in one congressional office building when, in fact, she was in another one, wasn't even where all this was going on. So consequently, what we've got is consistency on the part of Diaz-Balart, but he was one of the 10 that voted to have her removed from her committees, which she's now a congresswoman with no committees.
That's true. And again, yeah, she was elected to Congress, and so by a good margin in her district.
75% of the vote she got.
Exactly. And, you find a lot of people who are trying, or who don't really have, and myself included, and I think you as well, we don't have any good explanation for the wacky things that Marjorie Taylor Greene has said in the past. But I think this particular congressman you're talking about, at the very least, is calling out this inconsistency. His vote was to remove her, but at the very least, he's calling out these others at the same time. Hopefully, that's going to make some kind of impact.
Now, did you get a chance to see the Laura Logan report from the border?
I did not see that, unfortunately, no.
While she was doing the report, a fierce gun battle erupted on the border. She was standing along the border doing a report, and a gun battle erupted within earshot of where she was at. And I mean a big-time gun battle, something like World War IV and a half. And she cautioned and warned the audience as they all ducked for cover, she and her crew, and turned the lights off so they couldn't be seen. She reminded that the drug cartels in Mexico make up a parallel government south of the border that operates along with the Mexican government.
Well, right, and this is part and parcel, Captain, of why we need to have a robust immigration enforcement, not just in terms of just policy, but of the enforcement of those policies. Because the cartels will have their own people come across the border. They may blend in to some degree with others who are coming across who aren't part of a cartel, obviously. But there is something going on there that we have to be very careful about.
Yep. And, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, so don't go anywhere, and we shall return. And in the meantime, Kathy's going to give you the telephone number. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain, and we are talking to you from Tampa, Florida, home of the Super Bowl. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Can't wait. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. All righty. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I do take Relief Factor. I've been taking it for over 5 years, and I take it religiously a couple times a day. Now, when I get up in the morning, I usually have plenty of aches and pains trying to wake up, so I take a package right away, and within a few minutes, that's gone. It's over with. End of story. My back problem's gone. My foot and my ankle feels better because that's part of the problem I have with the swelling in the leg and the ankle and the replacement ankle and all that stuff. But because of the ingredients that are in this, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also helps to lower or even eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living that you just merely run across in the things that you do at work. Now, Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from the different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, I'll explain what that means. It's 100% botanical, and it's a fish oil product made from clinically developed formulas that support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It goes right straight to the source of the problem and starts working on it right away, which is why you get relief as quickly as you do. Consequently, the name, Relief Factor. So, it is 100% drug-free. It comes in convenient individual packets. It supports the healing process along the way. And you can try the 3-week quick start.
That's right. The 3-week quick start for $19.95. You can have it shipped to you, have it in 2 or 3 days, and you'll find out what I found out a long time ago. That is that this product works, and I would not be telling you about it if it didn't work. So here's where you go to order the product and to find out more about it. They gave me a website. It's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and tell them the captain sent you. If they ask you for how you heard it, well, you're going to know anyway when you go to the website. But if it says who referred you, just put down the captain. So it's relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and you'll start feeling better soon. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So the impeachment trial had a comment made by the Democratic manager. And he wanted to offer the president, former president, that is, 45, Donald Trump, the opportunity to testify under oath. And there was a letter sent back from the president's lawyer, Mr. Schoen, and he said, well, no, thank you. We're not going to do that.
Well, exactly right. And this is Representative Jamie Raskin. He's a Democrat out of Maryland. And he basically said, essentially to the former president, if you decline this invitation, we reserve any and all rights, including the right to establish at trial that your refusal to testify supports a strong adverse inference regarding your actions and inaction on January 6, 2021. So, Captain, let me just say this. It seems to me that in any trial, no matter what it is, the government has to prove its case.
Right.
That's how our system works, basically. And if someone's accused of any crime, they don't have to go testify.
Nope.
Sometimes maybe they want to testify. They want to tell the jury, you know, what they did or what they didn't do, and explain it in their own words. That's always a judgment call. But it's not a necessity. And correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, don't judges typically tell juries the fact that the defendant did or did not testify you shouldn't read into that whether they're guilty or not, basically.
That is correct.
Yeah, and so to Representative Raskin, I guess we'd say, will kangaroo court much around these things? But because that's how they're treating it. They're treating it like it really is just a stunt. And it's very, very unfortunate.
Well, it is a stunt. Truth be known, it is a stunt.
Yeah, exactly. Now, of course, you know, the seriousness of what happened on January 6th, I think, can't be overstated. But what they're talking about here, though, again, is having a Senate trial that does not seem to pass the test of being constitutional in and of itself. And I've been saying as well that this is what the former president should be focusing on, because they're trying to make it about everything else other than the constitutionality of the actual trial.
Well, the other big problem that we've got that's looming is going to be illegal immigration, as the worsening crisis of uncontrolled illegal immigration from the Biden immigration agenda is front and center again. I was watching the sheriff on the border of Pinal County, Arizona. You familiar with that area?
Right, right.
And he was talking about they haven't got enough manpower. The military's been moved away. The people are just pouring over the border right now, almost at will, and just filtering along to wherever it is that they go around the country, because all that is an entry point where they get into the country, and then they move around the country from there by whatever means they're moving around.
Right. Again, and you have people that are coming across the border, and, you know, I get it. The people want to come to this country for various reasons, economic reasons and so forth. But, Captain, when you have unrestrained illegal immigration, you also have the ability for MS-13,
yep,
and others, and full-on terrorists to get in the country that way.
And that was one of the areas where this year they would have been building the wall, and it's not going to happen. So the problem is only going to get worse, because we've already seen a new border surge of illegal entries from 17,000 back in last fall to about 70,000 right now along that border, just waiting for the opportunity to get into the United States.
Well, exactly. Now, some of these some of what, like, for example, the Democrat Party and especially President Biden, the stuff they talk about may sound good at a limousine liberal cocktail party or something, but when you really look at the practical applications and the real consequences of that, it's nothing, it doesn't do good for our country, and quite frankly, it doesn't do good for people that come here illegally. It is so mind-boggling that somehow this is a good policy in their eyes.
Well, here's part of the problem, and this goes with the illegals that are already here. Reversing most of the Trump immigration agenda from deportations to asylum, including defunding the wall, construction, expanding visas and refugee caps, granting amnesty to over 600,000 illegal immigrants who fall under the Obama's Deferred Action for Children Arrivals, known as DACA, also putting limits on the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, is not a good thing. Never has been, never will be.
Well, of course not. And again, this is all for, political points, political gain, and unfortunately the ramifications of it are going to be staggering.
And here's the other thing. Rescinding President Trump's immigration restrictions on 13 countries that helped to keep us safe from foreign terrorists, guess what? He undid that. Biden did that. I almost said Obama. Biden did that. And as a result, did you hear about the 11 Iranians that we still haven't had the complete story on that got arrested coming across the border? 11 Iranians?
No, I had not heard that, but that sounds very, very
good. That happened 2 days ago, and I haven't heard a word since.
Wow. Well, and again, the lifting of those travel restrictions, or those immigration restrictions, I should say, it has nothing to do with a Muslim ban or any of these buzzwords that the Democrat Party elite try to use, the media people use as well. It's about not being able to properly vet people who would get on an airplane and come to this country, and we have no clue as to what might be happening. I mean, with all this talk these days of who's a possible, a radical person or something, I wish they would take that same energy and apply it to people who actually do want to get on an airplane and come here.
The radical people now, in their estimation, are the domestic terrorists, not the people that are sneaking in across the border, and that's wrong. There's fewer of the radical domestic terrorists than there are people coming into this country to do us harm, and I'll give you an example. The left's rallying cry, especially the radicals like Ayok and Tlaib and Omar, is to abolish ICE, that's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the comprehensive immigration reform. Code phrase for what, Kyle? Amnesty.
Amnesty. Well, that's right, because they believe they get a political kick out of this.
Well, of course. People are going to vote for them.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is you're talking about, that's why we have, like, the FBI and, law enforcement. They also root out domestic terrorists or those who, the people that built the pipe bombs and placed them around in Washington.
Yeah.
They figure this stuff out, and they're going to get them at some point.
Now, everything we talked about is also contingent to another item, because Senator Charles Chucky Boy Schumer yesterday talked about, and he made a big deal about it, standing out on the steps of the Capitol, the student loan forgiveness bill that they put out there. And Elizabeth Warren stood out there and took off her mask. She was the only one that did, by the way, took off her mask to stand there and talk to the cameras about what a great deal this is going to be to help these people get off their feet and get moving. But in the meantime, who's going to get stuck paying the bill?
The rest of us. All of
us. That's right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks. We're coming back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, that little tete-a-tete going on between Saudi Arabia, Yemen, the Houthis, and Iran? It's going to stop. Yep. Joe Biden says it's going to stop. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Chicago wants to send students back to school, but there's a battle with the teachers union over resuming in-person learning. There's still no deal between the Chicago Teachers Union and the city over when teachers will return to classrooms. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is saying that schools are safe and it's time to get back to class.
So that our students and families, for whom remote learning is not working, have the real options that they deserve to get the education that they deserve, to allow our parents to return to work.
The Chicago Teachers Union says the city hasn't done enough to make sure that the schools are safe. Johnson & Johnson is asking the FDA for emergency use authorization of its single-use COVID-19 vaccine. Preliminary results from a large study show the vaccine is considered safe and offers strong protection against moderate to severe COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn-Root. We appreciate you very much. And we're going to have him on the program here in the not-too-distant future, just working out a time that's convenient for him because he's very, very busy with his book and all that sort of stuff. Now, let's tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, I am a customer of Geico and have been for a little bit more than 15 years, and they have been, knock on wood, there it is, knock on wood, they have been able to save me money every year since I started. And the reason I know that is because I compare some shop every year to make sure that they are, in fact, doing that. Now, when you're at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, when you're at Geico, you will find out that they've been insuring people for more than 75 years and that they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, your car you're driving, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle maybe that you're driving or that you have, the RV, The ATV or even the boat you got, they can insure all of that for you. And it gets better. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance since they carry both. Now, what you do to really save money is what I did. You combine your homeowner's insurance with your vehicle, and you wind up getting a tremendous discount because you bundled it. They call it a bundle. You bundled it together. You can do the same thing with your renter's insurance. So there you go. Now, don't forget, check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com. That's Geico, GEICO.com. All right. Back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, Joe Biden says there will be no war in Yemen. They're going to pull the plug on all the aid that's been going over there to help out Saudi Arabia go up against the Houthis, which is actually Saudi Arabia going up against the proxy for the Iranians, correct?
That's right. Yeah, the United Nations even just recently said there's a huge body of evidence that shows Iran is sending these weapons and components to the Houthis. Absolutely.
Well, Joe Biden has just effectively given Iran the green light to continue doing what they're doing and go after Saudi Arabia, because that's exactly what's taking place there. If you think for one second that Saudi Arabia is going to stop doing what they're doing, you're out of your mind. As a matter of fact, this is probably where they'll take their Air Force and they'll go over there and they'll just level some towns, which they'll get accused of genocide for that, and it probably will be, because they're just going to destroy everything in sight.
Well, yeah, exactly. What we're looking at, though, is this is a precipitous action, and I think they're couching it in the idea, and the president was saying the war in Yemen must end, is what President Biden said about this. But again, Captain, what's happening is it looks like, again, getting back into the Iran deal signals to the Iranian mullahs and the ruling regime in Tehran that, hey, everything's okay now. And by the way, we're not going to continue to support the Saudis in going against the Houthi rebels in Yemen. So it's like a twofer or something, and it's really something to see this happen. It's not going to have the great consequences, I think, the great result.
No. Oh, and then you have the situation with Israel and the Iranian nuclear program. Now, Israel's made it as plain as day, with no exception, that they will not allow the Iranians to get a nuclear warhead that they can put on a missile and aim it at Israel. They're not going to do it. So preparations have been going. They've been going underway for many, many, many months, actually over the years, but recently they've stepped up their preparations because everybody believes that Iran will have the capability to be able to put a nuclear warhead on a missile in a matter of just weeks.
You know, Captain, if you or I could submit a question to Jen Psaki for those, they have to review all the questions, I think, now, right, for the White House.
Right.
Great question would be, is it really safe to say that Israel will get a fair shake from the Biden administration leading up to this whole situation that we're seeing develop? Because as you're saying, Captain, I think that Israel may have no choice at some point. They have to protect themselves, and they have seen this happen time and again. You remember back in the early 80s, they went into Iraq and stopped the nuclear plant there, basically.
That's right.
The nuclear program under Saddam Hussein.
Yep.
And that's because it's the proximity factor. And if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, it's pointing it at Israel, and it means that World War III, I hate to say, I'm not trying to be sensationalistic, but that means that could be right around the corner, and Israel has to take some kind of steps. And it's unfortunate, and I would hope to think, and again, my question to the White House press secretary would be, will the president come out and say unequivocally he's going to stand with Israel, Iran can't have a weapon, and that's that?
Well, it's all true. It's all absolutely, positively true. So you cannot deny it. You cannot dispute it. It's a factual statement, and Israel has said what they've said. They're sticking by their guns, and I believe they will do that. And I believe that the Biden administration will try to make Israel the bad guy.
Yeah, can you imagine if they do take out, you know, the facility and this kind of thing and put them, you know, back on their heels? I can hear it now. Israel
right.
was aggressive. It's warlike. You know, this kind of stuff. And the poor Iranian mullahs are just over there trying to make ends meet. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous.
Right. Now, the other thing is the House passed the budget resolution to set up the partisan vote on the COVID stimulus package in the Senate. There were a lot of things added to the Senate bill or were being added to the Senate bill on top of just the stimulus checks and the PPE and all that sort of stuff. So they're making it a little bit more difficult. It's got all the everything the Democrats wanted to put on that bill. They've stuck in there is what I've been told.
Well, sure. And then if they can just fall back on reconciliation, then they can still get whatever they want.
Right.
And then also point the finger at the Republicans. The Republicans not trying not to help you. But guess who wasn't helping the American people all summer long? Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
And we know the reason for it.
That's right.
She did not want Donald Trump to get any credit for that.
That's exactly right. So guess what? I guess at that point, and I think we even mentioned this back then, Captain, the idea was, well, let them eat cake.
You mentioned that. I did. But here's the deal. I kept saying that, don't hold your breath. The money may be, everybody was going, oh, we're going to get this, we're going to get that. Oh, it's great. Oh, it's fantastic. And they sat there and they waited and waited and waited. Then, of course, we had the election in Georgia, the special election there, and the Democrats came out, and it was part of their television ads, part of their newspaper ads. You vote for us, you will get $2,000 guaranteed.
Well, that's right. And I might add, too, President Biden, then candidate Biden, kept saying he had a plan. He was going to shut down the virus. Then we find out he says there's nothing he can do to change the trajectory of the virus. I mean, I think, we're starting to really see a pattern here.
Yeah, and you might as well throw Cammy Camilla in the mix because she was just repeating whatever Trump said. Biden said.
Biden said, exactly. You're right about that.
Yeah. So there you go. But anyway, it is what it is. We can't do much about it right now. It is going to go through. It looks like as if the checks are going to be $1,400. Don't know when how soon that'll take place, but it won't be very long after this thing passes and gets signed by Biden because this has been his number one priority since day one.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And we may see some more. I don't know if we'll see an adjustment on this one, but certainly if there are other stimulus packages, I think we'll see income adjustments on that as well.
Well, they want more. Mm-hmm. And there may or may not be an income adjustment on this because this one here was allowing people making up to $300,000 to get these checks, even though it wasn't going to be the $1,400. It was going to be prorated downward to about $250. But actually, I don't understand where people making that kind of money would need any money at all.
Right. Well, generally speaking, yeah, you're right. But again, trying to get money to people who have literally lost almost everything at this point. Also, we add into the mix, Captain, what happens when the eviction moratoriums come off? That will be
By the way, the investigation into the insurrection and the rioters there at the Capitol is taking a little bit of a twist here. The Bank of America has reportedly handed over customer data to the Fed after the Capitol riot, showing the people that took out large cash withdrawals that day or had bank cards or whatever the deal was, where they had money put on them. They're in an effort to track down the money following the money trail. Remember, follow the money?
That's right. Yep.
So that's what's going on right now.
Very interesting. Yeah. And again, this is money that might have been used to purchase, components or things like that, or just to pay people to do things, maybe.
Well, that's all possible, but there's, the way that this works with Antifa is they have bank cards, and they load the cards up. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come back with our first Truckers Highway Environment Report. Yeah, we got weather to report, especially up there in the north. It's cold and it's snowing in the Great Lakes. Oh, boy. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thank you. Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that for us. She's right up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Thanks for standing on that wall for all the rest of us. Okay, we are going to get started with the Truckers Highway Miner Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop with you, near you. By the way, Trucker Eric is spending the night in Haines City at the Pilot Travel Center there. So that's what he sent me a message in the chat room a little while ago. But here we go. Friday is the Neutron Dance, and that voice you heard in the background was Eddie Murphy because, Kyle, that came from Beverly Hills Cop.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that. That's the big chase scene with the big semi-truck.
Yeah, running over things, destroying cars along the way, pushing people out of the way, you name it.
Oh, yeah, and Eddie Murphy and the term superstar really just completely applies. And he was really just going into orbit back in those days. And that's one of the movies that really launched him into that superstardom.
Well, speaking of going into orbit, there's a few people up in the northern part of the country that might wish they were in outer space because it might be warmer there. And Arctic Air Mass, folks, is going to produce some of the coldest temperatures of the season across the central U.S. and into the east, all the way up to the Canadian border, with dangerous wind chills, you ready for this? As low as 45 degrees below zero. Now, they'll be possible across the upper Midwest. Heavy snow due to a stalled front is expected to persist across the northern Rockies for several days. Snow, including heavy lake effect snow, is moving into the northeast. And, yep, Michigan, yep, Wisconsin, yep, northern Illinois, yep, northern Ohio and northern Indiana and upstate New York. The lake effect snow machine is in effect. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thanks, Captain. Yeah, you mentioned those low wind chills. Well, right now we're watching a lot of weather in the state of Montana tonight.
Oh, it's freezing. It's bitter up there.
It's very, very bitter cold. In some cases in the Great Falls area, they're looking at heavy snow. They're looking at wind chills, according to the reports, of 30 below zero. In Missoula, they're looking at also heavy snow possible there. Wind chills about 15 below, according to reports. But all over the state of Montana tonight, we've got winter storm warnings, winter storm watches as well. Up on 4th of July Pass, there near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, right now registering 32 degrees. They've got snow on the road, and be prepared for more snow if you're having to traverse 4th of July Pass there along I-90. Over in Washington State, we've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to be east of Seattle and Everett. So if you're coming across I-90 there, you're going to be dealing with that. Down in Idaho, and also, let me see here, coming in, let's see here, this is also along I-84. You've got a winter weather advisory there as well in the state of Oregon coming out of Idaho. Down in Idaho, in southern Idaho, we have wind advisories. This is going to be in the Twin Falls, also the Idaho Falls area as well. And that extends down towards Salt Lake City and Provo down I-15 tonight. Over in Wyoming, we do have winter weather advisories. That's up near the Grand Tetons, also the Yellowstone National Park area. That's Cody, Wyoming as well. High wind warning, of course, in Cheyenne and Laramie across I-80, so be careful there. And down, this is going to be west of the I-25 corridor. We do have avalanche watches, also winter weather advisories. If you're coming across I-70, be very careful because that's going to stay with you as far as looks at not quite to Grand Junction, but that's where it's drawn on the map tonight. And avalanche warning in central Colorado tonight as well, Captain. And those cold temperatures in Montana, 29 in Bozeman, 25 in Great Falls, but that wind chill is really what's going to get you tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the wind chill now in North Dakota, the western part of Minnesota, also South Dakota. By the way, Rapid City, South Dakota, coming into the state from Montana. You've got snow in the higher elevations right now around Rapid City, so be advised of that. But the wind chill is anywhere from 30 to 40 below zero tonight across a lot of sections of North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota. If you're traveling along I-94, it's going to be bitterly, bitterly cold. Now, moving over into Iowa, east of Des Moines, I-80, you've got snow all the way over. You get around the Bettendorf area, the Quad Cities area, almost all the way to Chicago. You're going to have a winter storm warning as the snow there is persisting. You've also got general snow in the southern part of Wisconsin to include Milwaukee, as well as Monroe. And down to Chicago, down south on I-80, right across from the Iowa line, all the way across to Indiana, across the Indiana Toll Road to Toledo, Ohio. And then the snow sticks with you to about Cleveland, and then you'll be out of it, unless you're going up by 90 along the lake. Now, winter storm warnings in the Upper Peninsula tonight of Michigan. winter storm warnings on the west side of Michigan, facing Lake Michigan, too. And over on the east side, over there in what they call the thumb, you've got some general snow there. Over in the Ohio part, from Toledo to Cleveland, there's going to be some lake effect snow tonight. But the big story, lake effect snow, is going to be, once again, Buffalo down to Dundee, along I-90, and along Lake Ontario, especially northern Oswego County, all the way up into Jefferson and Lewis County. We're talking anywhere from 1 foot to a foot and a half of snow from today, Friday, that is, until Saturday around midday. And if the wind continues to blow, they'll have more snow over the weekend on top of all the snow you've already had. So you're setting some close to some records with snow this winter there. Also, over on I-81, coming out of Virginia, snow up to the Pennsylvania line. Then in the mountains of North Carolina, snow over east of I-81, in the mountains along, it looks like along I-85, you're going to run into some snow up that way. To the west and up 77. If you're going up that way, you'll probably find it as you go towards Wytheville, Virginia. Also got a lot of wind around the Great Lakes tonight, down below the snow, which means that if the wind continues to blow off the lakes the way they are, you're going to get snow down as far as halfway down into Indiana, halfway down into Ohio. That's all possible. And we've still got some chilly temperatures in the south tonight, but nothing like what it has been. And Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, you're home away from home. If you're stuck up there in the bad weather, try to find one of those places. Pull on in there. You won't be surprised when you get there. It's all good.
Well, it really is, Captain. And whether you might find a Denny's, how about a Huddle House? How about a Wendy's or a Subway?
Moe's Southwest Grill. Get in there and get some of that rachachata food. It'll warm you right up.
Exactly right. And, Captain, if people come in and they talk about you and your show, that they're listening to it, they'll get that free cup of coffee. And I think everybody will agree, once they've had it, it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate, and they'll get it free just by mentioning the Captain's America.
It's always better when it's free.
Exactly right. It can warm you up as well on a night like tonight.
Yeah, and again, for the people that are out there, you know, please be careful. And Kyle, you hang on, because it's not a night for, to be monkeying around, especially in that bitter cold weather. I used to hate that, when you'd have to stop somewhere to get fuel. You'd have to get all bundled up and stand there and literally freeze to death out there trying to put diesel in. Don't forget your additives either. If you're going up west of Minnesota towards Seattle, boy, you better make sure your fuel is right. Right now, you're going to have big trouble if not. Okay, we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Flash out good. Flash out good.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.